Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host is still Jerry.
Right, and still enjoying PI as usual.
No, it's been tremendous. Right. We have Chief Bay Constable Mal Nathan with us today, and Jerry is going to pick it up because he's still crazy about the clams.
Well, you know, the reason I'm doing this is because I love to prepare mussels, and I know where you buy them. It always says, like, product of Prince Edward Island, Canada, or Maine. Do they ever merchandise our clams and oysters as coming from, you know, Hempstead Harbor?
You know, I'm not sure about that. I don't know of a mussel fishery within
our waters. Mussels, I know, but I wonder.
But there is a very, very productive clam fishery.
When you said there was $3 million worth taken
out? I believe it was.
And yet, when I go into the markets, I never see them saying clams or oysters from here.
Well, maybe not yet.
Yeah, not yet, okay. No, usually they say they come from state of Washington or Maryland or something.
Maybe people would still be apprehensive not knowing, but the fishery is growing.
Yeah.
It's becoming very popular. I firsthand could see the clammers out there, you know, digging. We were there from the first day it was opened, and we passed through there regularly. We're part of the state clam task force, you know, because they were opened in these waters. We share that with Oyster Bay and Glen Cove, Nassau County PD. Yeah. Mm. So one of these entities is always going through, making sure these people aren't out of the boundaries, aren't, you know, doing the right thing. Right. To sustain the fishery.
And you're saying the water is clean now.
The water is clean.
So those clams and oysters should be pretty safe.
You know, those waters are tested.
Yeah, right.
Constantly. Mm. The levels for human consumption are very high. So you think about it, the waters are clean.
Yeah.
You know, having clean waters also gives other fish and mammals the opportunity to enjoy our waters. I'll tell you, last spring, we sighted beluga whales in Manhasset Bay.
Wow.
We also, during the summer, had humpback whales, which were, you know, bouncing around Long Island Sound and the inner harbors. We had the opportunities to interact with them, and that was very, very neat. During my years at North Hempstead, I had the opportunity to be trained and to become a first responder for mammal strandings.
Mm.
I'd much rather see them swimming freely and doing what they do rather than being up on a beach, you know, in distress. But, you know, the water quality improvements are phenomenal.
Right.
Thanks to Judy Bosworth, the town board, work in conjunction with the Hempstead Harbor Protection Committee, the Manhasset Bay Protection Committee. We do monitoring, testing, cleaning of storm drains, the public awareness, the use of the pump-out boats and the pump-out systems within the town all contribute to the water quality.
Wow, that's amazing.
I say, next time you go to your fish store, ask if they can order you some Hempstead Harbor clams or oysters. There will be a treat. This young man here taking good care of the water for us.
I don't. You know what you just mentioned there. Most people in the town, most people that go any place, go to a beach, don't realize all the work that's going behind that.
Right.
I mean, it's really true.
You're mentioning stuff. I'm saying, my God, you do that, and you do this, and you do that. It's so amazing.
You know, I don't do it. You know, obviously the town is very proactive. You know, with the water quality.
Right.
We the Bay Constables conduct. Yeah. Water sampling in Manhasset Bay.
Yeah. Okay.
And this year, we will also be taking out the Hempstead Harbor Protection Committee to do their water sampling.
Okay.
This is something we just helped team up with the town of Oyster Bay and the city of Glen Cove to help share the responsibilities of making sure those waters are tested as well.
Yeah, I guess most of us don't really realize how much work you guys do.
Yeah,
we're
quite busy. Besides for these, you know, water quality things, all the permits for the bay come through my office through myself, the Commissioner of Public Safety, Sean Brown. We review these permits and make sure they're being processed timely and correctly. Wow. And that includes moorings and docks, perimeters. It's quite a bit of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's similar to people don't pay attention to all the work that is behind the scenes at Project Independence.
That's right.
This is the same. This is an eye opener for me, right. Honestly. I'm thinking you go around, you check things out, and that's you go home at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I'm not making light of what you do, man. Yeah, you know that.
Right. I think a lot of people think you guys run around the boat in the summer and that's it. But it's a year-round activity.
Yeah, no, not exactly. We're always, you know, a lot of times we do patrol work, but we're out there on patrol. You know, it's just that. It's patrol. We're looking. We're seeing. We're discouraging. You know, just the sight of the boat itself can change people's attitude or adjust what they're doing because, well, there's the Bay Constable. Let's not swim here. Let's not speed.
Yeah.
You know, let's not act recklessly.
Right.
And, you know,
it's a good.
So we try to do our part that way.
And you're protecting all of us, whether we're in the water or swimming, boating, or eating clams or oysters. Right.
Yeah, I think the eating clams sometimes can be more dangerous than.
Probably, right.
You know, I want to touch on, I know it's a new thing, the fishing line disposal containers.
Right.
It seems like when I first read about it, it's like, why?
Well, let me explain. You know, as I mentioned earlier, myself and my children are avid fishermen. And we fish everywhere, all up and down the East Coast, in Florida quite often. And every dock and every marina has a fishing line disposal container. And it kind of bothered me that we didn't have them here in North Hempstead. Well, one day it came to mind, and I found some extra PVC left over from a pump-out installation, a pump-out machine installation. And I put them together, you know, like I had seen in other places. And then I contacted the communications department within the town, Carol, and asked Carol if I could please have signage made for these. Well, that's when it took off. We went from two dispensers. We were able to buy more PVC through the sustainability office.
Okay.
And we were able to fashion seven containers. Now we have eight.
Okay.
And with the help of our sign shop, we installed these at all the parks and areas within the town that has a fishing opportunity.
Okay.
Can I ask you one fundamental question? Do you need a license to fish in the ocean?
No, you don't. You need to be, called a registry.
Tell us about that.
Well, you can go on the New York State DEC website and look for Marine Fishing Registry and just fill out the simple form and they'll email you back with your confirmation and then eventually send you a card. But with today's technology, you know, I save it on my phone. And it's very simple, it's free, and it's something you should do because it gives them a handle on how many fishermen there are and what an important value they are. You know, the fishing, recreational fishing adds so much money to the, you know, to the coffers of the local tackle shops as well as the taxes that are collected. The party boat fleets and, you know, even the private boaters who fish. It's a very large industry.
Right.
And the important, I know also, there are regulations on size.
Absolutely.
That people, I mean, again, I'm not a fisherman, so I don't know where to go for that. But those people who do, obviously it's online or someplace, because I know I hear people at work. I had a couple, I had to throw them back, you know, whatever the size were.
That's
which
correct.
Is important to respect.
Yeah, at least for responsible fishing, maintenance of the fish number of fish in the ocean, let's say.
Right.
My generation, the next generation, can be out there using these great recreational facilities.
You know, I'll give you I'm very interested in fishing. Last night I attended an owl wife monitoring training program that was at Town Hall.
Okay.
And that is to try to get a handle on how many owl wives, which are a species of herring, try to get back to the fresh water to spawn.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, with so we, you know, me and my sons, we're going to go out with our information that we gathered last night. And we're going to, you know, monitor our wives in the next couple of weeks within town waters. And to see if, you know, to see if they are here. Mm. I have a feeling they are, and that's probably what brought the beluga whales in. Because they were in the area that I learned last night would sustain these owl wives. So last night I'm in the boardroom and I'm putting two and two together going, I bet you they're there.
Sure.
And it coincided and with the time of the year. Okay. So we'll see if I'm right.
Which means it could bring them back again this year.
It could. It very well could. Just... You know, I'll spend another second on the belugas. You know, people say, well, this is the first time in 100 years they've been seen here. But how do we know that? They're white. They blend in so well. If you have a windy day and there's a chop on the water, you would just think they were a wave.
Mm. Okay. I've never seen.
But so, you know, maybe they have been here. We just didn't know.
They're not paying attention to it. I understand what you're saying. Terrific. I want to thank you, Mal. You have one more question? Clams. No, I'm kidding.
They're great. And if they come from Long Island and Hempstead Harbor, they have to be even better than the ones you buy from God knows where.
They're fresh and
pure water. But, you know, I just you've added so much to my understanding of how much exists in this, around here in Long Island that we don't always appreciate.
Well,
that we kind of live here and are indifferent to things and what you people like you and your staff are doing to make our lives so much more interesting and so much safer, too. We all appreciate it.
I have a great job, and I live in a great place, and I'm very thankful for it.
Right. And keep on doing it.
Thank you very much.
And with that, you've said it best. We're going to take a break now. You've been listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. Right. Mal, this was absolutely tremendous.
Yeah,
and you let the people know all that's behind the scenes,
right,
which people don't pay attention to. And I'm not saying you don't get the respect, but people, really, when people find out all that you do, it's tremendous. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Someday we're going to have clam bakes at Bar Beach.